Hey guys, welcome to the Whitney Maddie K podcast, My Life So Far. This is my space for all my thoughts. I love having those fun, insightful, heartfelt conversations in my life. Today is all about my longest, healthiest relationship. And I'm talking about living in New York City and being in therapy. But first of all, I just want to touch base with you guys. I haven't spoken to you since last year, so Happy New Year! And honestly, from the last episode where I spoke about shifting from surviving to living, I'm still doing that. I'm still in a space where I just want to enjoy how far I've come and how hard I've worked. And for me, it's really been spending a lot of those months just doing that, you know, making sure my apartment is amazing and comfortable and just like nice, a reflection of a space that I have just always wanted for myself, a space that brings me peace and a space that I'm just like obsessed with and in love with. So if you actually want to see what my apartment looks like, well, bits of it, I haven't done an apartment tour just yet, you can check out my Instagram. So today is everything about my longest and healthiest relationship. And that is, you know, just living in New York City and, you know, also being in therapy. I hit my 5-year anniversary in New York, and I have also hit my 1-year anniversary in therapy, all in January, I know. So January was a huge month of celebrations. And yeah, it's just, it calls for that moment of reflection, right? Like you have to stop and just think like, wow, where was I 5 years ago? Where was I 1 year ago before starting therapy? And I'm just so full of gratitude for both journeys and how they've all met to be like this just amazing experience. So first of all, just talking about New York as a whole, like 5 years here is incredible. It's like amazing. And I don't think I really fully imagined it being like this good in terms of just where I am in general. Like I knew I would work hard and be successful, but you know, when you actually get to a point where you're like, oh, wow, this is amazing. It's just like one of those feelings where you're just like, wow, I'm so grateful. Like I took that risk 5 years ago. And for me, you know, it was just me being a kid and just knowing I would move out of Nigeria to America and then actually doing it and, you know, having this huge dream and, you know, being able to accomplish bits and bits of it. And, you know, as much as I feel as accomplished, I also have things on my list that I'm checking off, like, oh, I haven't done that yet. Do I still want it? Or, oh, when will this one happen? Because I still really want it. So for me, it's always that cross between being really grateful and then, yeah, still turning and being like, okay, so God, when am I expecting these other ones? And I think for me, you know, just being in therapy, it calls for that moment of balance where I can express all my feelings and just still be like grateful and optimistic, but also maybe disappointed about certain things not yet happening. And so 5 years in New York is truly amazing. This city, I feel like this city is amazing, and I say that all the time because it's a place where I've really grown as a person, as a woman, a place that has challenged me so hard because, you know, I had to really do everything by myself and, you know, figure things out. So I've grown in so many ways, and I think it's just one of those places where you come in and you leave a different person. Like you leave wiser, you leave like, you know, with more a sense of direction. Like you leave with more clarity on what you want for yourself and the sort of life that you want. Like it's not everyone that moves here that stays. But I think, you know, if you do come in when you are leaving, you can kind of reflect and feel like, okay, this city did something for me. It gave me some sort of hope or clarity, or, you know, maybe it's not all roses and sunshine. Maybe, you know, it left you feeling worse off or something. But I think This city definitely does something to you. And for me, 5 years here, I'm just so grateful. I am grateful that I can just be in a space where I'm full of gratitude and, full of hope for the future. For me, I'm in a phase where it's 5 years here and I'm like, okay, what next? What do I want for myself? And I think for me, I'm always looking at what is my idea of success and how do I want to change that, Success to me when I was 18 is so much more different to me now that I'm 27. I'm 27, wow. I am 27, wow. So for me, it's constantly looking at that list of what is my dream, what is my success story, what do I want for myself? And I think I'm in a space now where I'm like, I still want certain things and I'm still kind of clarifying that, like, how do I want that? And I think for me, my idea of success has shifted from the things I want to have to the way I want to feel. My idea of success has really been rooted in my happiness because, we can write a long list of things, but if it's not meant for us or if it's not, in line with God's plan, we don't always get everything. And so for me, I mean, that mindset where I don't want to feel like if I don't have the car of my dreams, then I will be unhappy. I want to be in a space where I'm just like constantly grateful and constantly happy with the things that I can control. And I think that for me has been the part of my success story that I'm trying to tap into. There are some days where I'm like, okay, I don't need that thing on my list that didn't come. I'm still happy. And then there are some days where I'm like, no, I needed to be happy. And I think it's just that, mental battle of, how you grew up and, everything telling you like if you don't have A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you can't surely be happy. And so now you're in your 20s navigating that and then realizing like, no, I can be happy without having A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And I think that is a phase where a lot of us have to come to terms with. Because it really holds weight on how happy you can feel in life. Like, if you feel like your idea of happiness is linked to something, you not getting it will make you super unhappy. And for the most part, you even getting it might not make you as happy as you think. And by that point, you've probably sacrificed the other more important things in your life that truly does bring that happiness that you're looking for, you're chasing after. So for me, just the 5 years in New York, it just reminds me of like, what is my idea of success and how do I want to change that and how do I want to feel at the end of it? For me, one thing that I can just draw back to is my home. I've always dreamt of like, a place where I just adored and I'm currently in an apartment that I just really love. One thing that was important for me that I learned from the pandemic was that I needed a home that could balance both my work and just my need for rest and relaxation and peace and, a safe space. And so in my last apartment, though I was living by myself, I still felt like, okay, it was just, it needed some clarity and some organization. Like I was in a one bedroom apartment, which was amazing and I loved it. But I realized me not being able to separate work from home was just messing up my flow. And something that I also realized is I love color and I love patterns and and all of that gorgeousness that comes with being someone that loves colors. But then I realized it was also messing up with my mental with my mental health. I can't explain it because I'm in a space 24/7. And it having so much color or pattern, it kind of felt like noise. So for me, in my new apartment, I was like, okay, white walls, everything has to be like more minimal. And if there's a pop of color, I do it very selectively. And I'm more intentional about where it is. Like if you see my apartment, it's really neutral. A lot of whites, grays, earthy tones with the browns. And then you'll see the pop of color, like a pink here, a yellow there, a green. And for me, that is my way of like remaining balanced. And I think that like my apartment is a reflection of the balance that I need in my life. I need a space where it is peaceful and it's colorful and it's radiant and it's restful and it's just everything. And I think it also represents the duality of my personality and of my being. Like, I'm someone that wants to do everything, and I'm someone that loves, you know, everything. Like, I know what I want, I know what I'm drawn to. And so my apartment is kind of like that reflection of the balance that I just absolutely love and need in my life. And I think, like, even just today, I woke up feeling like, wow, my home is a space where I just feel safe and I feel good. And it's taken me a very long time to get to this point where my home just honestly feels like a space I want to be in and I want to come home to. When I had roommates here in New York, I was always looking for where to go, where to be. But now I'm in a space where I can stay at home and not even care. Like, I'm in a space that's so peaceful, so quiet, so, like, pleasant. And it feels so, so good to have created a space that serves me and to be in a space that truly brings out the best in me. You know, growing up in Nigeria, you know, being in schools that I never really liked. You know, my high school, I hated it so much. Being in uni, I loved my uni, but I hated, like, just having roommates or a space that you couldn't really decorate because, you know, you were living in, like, a college dorm or what's it called? A college accommodation. And even though you had your own room to yourself, it still didn't feel like yours. And, you know, you always had, like, that time limit. And now that I'm in a space here in New York that is, like, truly mine, you know, though it's rented, it's still mine. It's mine because I get to decorate it the way I want. I get to just be myself. If I want to walk around, you know, without clothes on, I am good to go. If I want to play, like, the loudest music, I am good to go. And I think it's just a symbol of how it's so important for you to seek spaces that bring out the best in you. How it's so important for you to seek spaces that brings you peace and you can honestly feel like yourself. Like, moving from having roommates, flatmates to my own space, like, the shift was so amazing. Like, I woke up in my old apartments for months being like, wow, this is what it feels like to just be by yourself and be in a space that's so peaceful. You know, you can fully occupy that space. You don't have to put yourself in this little box to make other people feel comfortable because you don't want to play your music too loud so someone else isn't interrupted. And, you know, being in a space where I can just, like, do whatever. Like, I don't even play loud music like that because I really genuinely love a peaceful home. Like, I will play my music loud here and there, but it's not every single day. And, you know, 5 years in New York, I'm just so grateful for taking the risk to move here with nothing but, like, two suitcases and, like, $300. Grateful for just, you know, the resilience and the perseverance. Like, it was really hard. It was really hard moving here and figuring things out. And, you know, I'm still figuring certain things out, but I'm in a space where I'm just grateful to be here. I am also grateful for just quitting my 9-to-5 in 2017 and just being a full-time influencer and being able to launch my own fashion line and, you know, exploring what that looks like and what my career goal really truly is. And, you know, 5 years here, I am just blessed. I am blessed and I am so grateful for that. And the New York City sirens. It's like, it's New York. What do you expect? This is, like, it's part of life here. And I'm just in a space where I'm really, truly, grateful and full of gratitude. And I have to mention my pets. I have to mention how much love they've really brought into my life here. New York City can be truly ruthless and, you know, it almost puts you in a place where you're just selfishly giving to pay bills. You know, it almost makes you want to be like a robot. Like, you have no love for you because you have to be so ruthless, so focused, so determined. And then I introduced pets into my life and it's giving me a space where I can be soft, I can be gentle, I can be kind, I can be loving. And I absolutely love my pets. Like, I adore them. And so it was so hard for me in January when I found out my guinea pig passed away while I was in Lagos. And I want to talk about that in another episode of this podcast, because I think it truly deserves that moment talking about grief. But my guinea pig died, Winnie. And, you know, I was so upset because here I am reaching 5 years and I felt like, you know, I was so close to having it all. And to have had my guinea pig die, that was ruthless. That was heartbreaking. And so, yeah, you know, being in New York has definitely come with its ups and downs. But I think for me, despite those downward moments or those really sad times, I have just always found a way to just keep my head up and just be like, better days to come and better days have come. And, you know, even in the midst of better days, I can still make space for those sad moments that happen. And I think I'm in a space where I'm truly balancing that, you know, balancing the good and the bad, and really embracing the fact that life is really a roller coaster. And as much as I say that, when it hits you, those downward moments, you're still like, wow, okay, life is really like the good and the bad. It's really the pretty and the ugly. It's really the sunshine and the rain. And sometimes you don't really realize that till you have a sunny day turn into a gloomy, cloudy day. And, you know, speaking to therapy, how do I even talk about therapy? How do I even share how much it's really changed my life? And I think 1 year in, I'm still reflecting on what it's really done for me. 1 year in therapy, I am still looking at it like, wow, this is what you've done for me, and this is what you're doing for me. And I think one of the most important parts I want to talk about is 1 year in therapy is really, you're still in a space where you're grateful for starting the journey, but you're also in such an uncomfortable space. Like, I am so grateful for the ways it's helped me clarify what I want for myself. I'm grateful for the safe space it has created for me to be vulnerable and delicate and soft and wounded. And, you know, I'm someone like New York has, you know, it has toughened me up, and I'm in a space where I can then turn to therapy and soften up. So it's like, with therapy, I can be the softer version of myself. With therapy, I can just melt into who I am or how I feel and not feel like I have to be guarded or, you know, keep my shoulders up to my ears. With therapy, I feel like I can just like breathe, like I can sigh and just release everything that I have had to endure or I've had to embrace or, you know, I've had to become because I've moved to a new city, or, you know, I've had to be this version of Whitney that has needed to endure, to persevere. And with therapy, it allows me to just soften up. I feel like with therapy, I can be a child again. You know, I can be that child that can be like, this is all that I want and I need without feeling guilty or feeling bad. It's a space that I can just be myself. And I'm always talking about therapy in my Instagram stories because it's just something that each day I realize it's been so helpful. And I think for me in my 5 year journey and then being in my 1 year journey of therapy, I'm in a space where I can honestly just understand what I truly need beyond the material things. What I need for my emotional and mental health, like what I need to be Whitney and to be happy and to be healthy. And, you know, for me, that has come in the conversations of what do I see in myself? What do I want in other people in my life and in my world? What do I want in my romantic partner in dating? And, you know, it really helps you clarify the true values you need in your life. With therapy, you're asked the important questions. You're not asked, you know, what do you want to have in 5 years? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Though you might be asked those questions, but it's more so from a different perspective. And I absolutely love that. Like, I can talk to my therapist and be like, okay, I have everything physically, like the material things, But what about the other things that I want that I don't yet have, like the loving partner or the idea of success that I've really wanted? And my therapist would always ask me, like, is that really what you want? And for me, it provides a space where I can have those honest conversations. Like, even being a single person, you're not allowed to share that you want companionship because you're always hit with the whole self-love, 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 or oh my gosh, you don't need a man. And it's like, as humans, we do need a certain level of intimacy, of vulnerability, of companionship. And I think it's so delusional for people to sit at home with maybe the friend group of their dreams, the family of their dreams, the lover of their dreams, or even if it's not of your dreams, you have those things. And yet, when someone else talks about it, or they want to be vulnerable about the human side of being a human, which is wanting companionship in whatever shape or form that looks like, we're almost told to, like, shh, be quiet, you don't need that. What are you saying? Self-love your way through that, self-care your way through wanting human interaction, human vulnerability, human compassion. And I think it's just like so hilarious because, I'm sitting in therapy and I'm like, this is what happened. And she's like, as humans, we need that. We need compassion, vulnerability, human interaction. Like, that is who we are as people. So I think for me, with therapy, I'm always in a space that allows me to just be. And I don't have to hide. I don't have to sugarcoat my words. I can honestly walk in if I'm sad and be sad. I can honestly walk in if I'm happy and be happy. If I'm confused, I can be confused. For me, I love it. I love it because, I was in my last therapy session. I was speaking to my therapist about how I feel. And she was like, oh, why don't you talk to your friends and, family? And I was like, no, they're amazing, but they're not going to give me the sort of room to vent and not have those positive words of don't worry, things will get better. Like, sometimes you just honestly want to be heard. You don't want any extra input because you already know, like, you already know the days will be better. But for this moment, for this, like right now, I just want to share that I'm sad or I'm frustrated or I'm confused or I'm lost or I'm happy. And not have anybody impute or put any of their extra words of whatever into your own feelings. And that is what I love about therapy. I can just walk in and I can just be, And I think for me, my therapist, she's probably like caught on to the moments when I just need to talk versus when I need like that extra boost, because sometimes when I'm in a space mentally where I just want to talk, if you give me like positive words, I have something to say about that. And it kind of like knocks you off because like you're giving me all the good things to say. And I'm just like, nope, not working, not helpful. I don't need that right now. So with me, with therapy, I just love that I have a space that I can be vulnerable. It's not about how much I have or how far I've come or what I've achieved or tomorrow will be better than today or don't worry, keep on going. Like, I just like that with therapy, I can just get in there and just be. Like, I can sit down and just talk for an hour about how I truly feel and not have to worry about how the person will perceive it or, navigate the person's projections or whatever. And I think, I'm constantly talking about it. I'm like, therapy is just one thing I encourage everybody to do. And I've said it and I'll say again, if you can afford to save up for your favorite holiday destination or your favorite Chanel bag or your favorite PlayStation or Xbox game, you can afford to save up for one, two, three therapy sessions. And there's just something about it that changes your life. It makes you really tune into what you need to be happy and to be healthy mentally. And I'm so grateful. Like, 1 year in therapy, it's uncomfortable because you have to let go of the walls you've built up that no longer serve you. It's uncomfortable because you really have to lean into new habits that you need to be better and to live a happier, healthier life. And for me, I'm working on that, and it's super not easy. It's super not easy to be more vulnerable or to be more vocal about what I need, especially what I need for myself and then what I need from other people. And with therapy, I'm in a phase where I'm in that uncomfortable middle of my old habits versus the new ones I'm trying to grab a hold of. And I'm in the middle. I'm in the middle where I feel like, do I go back to my old habits that no longer serve me? Or do I look to the new habits? Though it may be uncomfortable, though it may be so weird and vulnerable and icky and gross and disgusting, the words I use in therapy to describe it all. I see that it's gonna bring more light into my life. And so for me, it's that challenge of staying focused, like the new habits, like you've come so far with me. Let's embrace these new habits. Let's leave behind those weird old habits that no longer serve you. So yeah, it's 5 years in New York, 1 year in therapy, and I am just like full of gratitude that I can constantly challenge myself to be in spaces that serve me. New York City honestly brings out the best version of me. It challenges me in so many ways. Therapy also brings out the softer version of me and, the version of me that truly just wants better, and I think a combination of, being in New York and being in therapy, I'm so curious, like, what is Whitney gonna be like in the next 3 years? What am I gonna be like when I'm 30? And I just look forward to living longer and really being in spaces that bring out the best in me, no matter how challenging or icky or disgusting it might feel. I'm honestly in a space where I always want the best version of myself, and I always want to be in a space that makes me thrive and I truly feel like me and I can be vulnerable and I can feel safe and I can be open. And being in New York and being in therapy, they are just the beautiful combination that I just love in my life. That is it for today's conversation. I hope this, as usual, is just a truly insightful conversation. I hope I can encourage you to move to places that you truly deserve. I hope I can encourage you to start therapy. And I hope that, at some point you can honestly be in a space that truly, truly serves you. I just want to say thank you so much for listening to these conversations. I'm truly excited to see what this year brings and the conversations we'll be having. So as usual, find me on Instagram at My Life So Far Podcast or my personal page at Whitney Madueke, and I will catch you guys in my next episode. Thank you for listening. Bye.